the Rain's residences. So now I will show the places used for the Rain's retreat by the one who gives benefit to the three worlds, the one of great pity, the supreme one in the world, whom the gods and other divinities always worship. The excellent, victorious Buddha son dwelt for the first Rain's retreat near the city of Benares in the deer grove, illuminating those who were responsive like a lotus wood with a multitude of rays of the true Dhamma. The protector dwelt for the second, third, and also for the fourth Rain's retreat in the very agreeable bamboo wood near the delightful and most excellent city of Rajagaha, which has streets full of shops having various treasures. The lion sage of the Sakyas, in the fifth Rain's retreat, dwelt in the great wood, which was near to the very delightful city known as Vaisali, a place resplendent with the rays of the crown jewels of many princes. The Buddha, the repository of endless virtues, having charming eyes like blossoming very blue spotless water lilies, radiating with his radiant gold-like body, in the sixth Rain's retreat, dwelt on the great Mount Mankula. Preaching the most profound, hard-to-see, sweet Dhamma to the gods, in the seventh Rain's retreat, the incomparable, glorious sage dwelt on the cool, large stone throne of the Lord of Gods Sakya. He, the excellent victor over Mara, the one with blossoming lotus-like feet, the abode of good conduct, in his eighth Rain's retreat, dwelt in the pleasing Besakala wood on the mountain named Crocodile Hill. The ornament of the three worlds, the victorious eagle, having destroyed the arrogance of a great many snake-like sectarians, who had various opinions, in the ninth Rain's retreat, dwelt in the agreeable, very fair silk cotton wood near to Kosambi. To quieten the great dispute amongst the monks, in the tenth Rain's retreat, the noble sage dwelt with the noble elephant in the noble and extensive Parileya forest, which was strewn with flowers. The Lord of Sages, who had immeasurable intelligence, mind-captivating eyes, pure teeth, who leads people to the ageless, deathless state of Nibbana by means of the deathless Dhamma, in the 11th Rain's retreat, dwelt near the noble Brahmin village named Nala. The omniscient Sakyan sage in the 12th Rain's retreat dwelt at the foot of a lordly neem tree in a monastery having delightful fragrant flowers and fruits, which was near the charming Brahmin village of Vairanjar. The teacher of the three worlds, the champion, whose face was like a blossoming lotus flower, who shone like a beautiful sun, whose abode was pity, living for the benefit of the world, in the 13th Rain's retreat, dwelt on the agreeable Chalia mountain. The master of the Dhamma, whose delightful hands and feet were like banduka flowers, devoted to the welfare of all beings, the hero, the sage of great power, in the 14th Rain's retreat, dwelt in the very delightful and excellent Jeta's wood. The Lion King of Sages, having slain the forest of elephant-like passion in his responsive relatives, in the 15th Rain's retreat, dwelt in the delightful jewel cave in Nigrodha's monastery on a broad mountain near Kapilavastu. After guiding the very harsh demon Alavaka to a state of discipline, while leading a great many people along the path to peace, in the 16th Rain's retreat, He dwelt near the very excellent city named Alavaka. The unsurpassed great seer, whose fame has spread throughout the three realms, in the 17th rains retreat, dwelt near the excellent Rajagaha, which delighted the eyes with its ramparts, gateways, houses, archways, and so forth. Angirasa, having slain the terrible stain of passion in the world with the sweet, pleasurable Dhamma medicine, in the 18th rains retreat, dwelt on Chalia Mountain. The sweet-voiced protector of the world, the noble king of Dhamma, after slaying with a sword of the Dhamma the great enemy delusion in the responsive people and his kinsmen, in the 19th rains retreat, again dwelt on Chalia Mountain. The Lord of Sages, who is abode of purity, living for the welfare of the world, like the auspicious wish-fulfilling tree, the wish-fulfilling gem, or the excellent lucky pot, in the 20th rains retreat, dwelt near the excellent and beautiful Rajagaha. Thus the one honoured by the three worlds dwelt nowhere continually, and during the first period after the awakening, the one of extensive wisdom, the sole kinsman of the world, the gracious one, having a beautiful body endowed with a six-coloured halo, travelled for the rest of the time. The sage who delights in the progress of the world, who abides happily, for the next 25 rains retreats, dwelt near Sarvati, in the delightful and excellent Jetus wood, and in the decorated Eastern monastery, which was like an abode of the gods. Thus he who has measureless pity dwelt for 45 years extinguishing the great fires of passion that had arisen in the forest-like minds of men with the supremely sweet Dhamma water. May he, the rain cloud sage, bring peace to the world.